You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godspropheticoutreachministry.com.
Oh, we won't complain about that. We're going to say somebody else. Can I get somebody in the house? Somebody make me nasty, arrogant, and bitter. But you need to look at your own self. Can I get about three people? Say, my God, have mercy on me. Then that's what David said. Have mercy. Don't rebuke me, because I'm murmuring, I'm complaining, I'm sick, but I won't recognize I need the healer to come in and heal me. Hallelujah. Turn it around that he will get the glory while we ain't praising him, while we ain't thanking him, because we think this fast, quick thing can do the thing, but it will not do nothing but set you up. Hallelujah. But I said, thank you. You still is, and you always will be the best thing can happen to me, because you brought me from a hard way. You brought me out of low place. My God, if it was not for you, my mind would still be over town. I ain't hear nobody. Hallelujah. But I praise you tonight for what you have done. I see the healing and I see the deliverer. I bless your name, because I'm still having to go through all those transitions. But I bless you, because I praise you, because I know that I know you brought a healing on the inside of me. You brought a deliverance where I can stand on your word and say, I know that you did it for me. My God, what I got to do, I got to keep on praising you. It ain't how I feel, because you can be reminded for what you've been through. Oh, here it is again. And there you go, mommy, to complain. I bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. I bless you. I give you glory. Oh, my God. I got sick after the cancer, and the enemy said, I got you again, but I went to the healer again. I ain't gonna complain, nor am I gonna murmur. If I've done anything right in thy sight, I ask you to just have mercy. Hear it again, in a different form, in a different way, but I stand flat-footed. Say, you are my healer. You came in my room when nobody was there. You didn't have them prayer meeting. You didn't have those celebrities to come in. You came in and say, I'm a healer. I am a deliverer. Do you want me? Do you want me? Have you complained? Have you murmured long enough? Because it ain't about you. You just think it is. Can I give you my hand? Hallelujah. He extended his hand after all us murmuring and complaining and think we exempt and think we deserve not to go through. I ain't hear nobody. I bless your name tonight. But when you get past yourself, and that's a hard transition, because everybody are sure they love themselves, but you can't love yourself like Jesus can. Hallelujah. You can't take care of yourself, but he can. I bless your name. I give you glory. You're a mighty healer. You're a mighty deliverer. My God, my. I bless your name. Can anybody realize if it's a headache and you give him praise when it come back again, you can praise him again. If the sickness come back in your body, if you don't know that he's a healer, well, keep on complaining, keep on murmuring, I got a rash. Well, then he took it out one time, he'll do it again, but you got to let him know, I believe that you have pulled the core of the situation out of me. You just allow me to see for myself that I am everything you need. So I'm going to praise and I'm going to thank you. I'm going to lose myself over you are greater. Your power is mighty. I bless you and I glorify you. I'm going to keep telling you, thank you. Thank you. You don't have to thank him, but I got to thank him, because he is my way maker. Huh. You're mighty good to me. Every sickness ain't the death. It just looked like it. But when I believe that you can speak to death, isn't it amazing in the book of Luke, where the woman had lost her son and she was weary and weeping. Oh, but Jesus came and spoke, said, boy, get up. And the crowd was amazing. They were astonished at Jesus, who is a prophet among all prophets. He spoke, said, boy, you will live where you was dead. Told the lady, stop your weeping. Get up and give me some praise. Get up and tell me, thank you, healer. Run and go tell somebody. Oh, he's a healer. It's all right if you don't believe it. I'm a witness. He's a healer. Get on down with your booze yourself. If it worked for you, it don't work for me. I got to praise him for his healing. I got to praise him for allowing me to get a breakthrough. Got to praise him because he come in and turned my mind around. And I just thought, thank you. I really thank you. Oh, thank you. Because you had mercy on me. A fool in her own right thought I had made it. But you don't make it nowhere if it ain't in Jesus. The enemy take you back from where he brought you from. But oh, healer, you see me walking forward. Oh, healer, I know my surroundings don't look like I done made it, but it ain't about what it look like. If I believe you have come in and shown me that you the great I am, my God. Oh, my God. Somebody touch the heart. My God. My soul. Need you. Can't make it without you. Wherever I go in life, whatever my accomplishment might be, my soul need you. When I get concerned, where it gonna spend eternity. I said, forget me and definitely forget you. I don't matter and I ain't gonna allow you to matter. Before I hold on to you, I step all night in praising. Say, here I am again. This sickness trying to come back. Yeah. But I on my knees said, have mercy, Lord. Oh, have mercy on me. The enemy trying to come back, and say I'm sick again. But you heal me. Heal me. Thank you, healer. Thank you. I really thank you for loving me. Teach me how to stop murmuring and complaining. It hinders my blessing. It hinders what you want to do for me. Who is my keeper? Who is my provider? If you yourself and some other folks you done jacked up, I still pity you tonight. But when you know that you know, he's my waymaker. I ain't hear nobody. He's my healer, 'cause he healed me. I need another one now. I got to stay in touch with him. My God, and my God, I got to get my eyes on you. I got to be willing to obey you. Forget about these folks. I found out that you came in when I done tried everybody and I done tried everything. None of those things been my keeper, but you came in and you just wanted me to acknowledge I need you. I ain't talking about that religious prop, that's your additional surety. But I've come to the volume of the book. Say, oh, oh, here I am in need of you. If you don't speak, I won't live. But if you speak, I can live. Tell him, lay your hand, lay your hand, lay your hands on me, Jesus. Got some things, it wanna make me sick again. I don't wanna get sick, 'cause I might not get well. Oh, healer, oh, healer, I'm calling out to you. My children won't do right, my husband or wife won't do right. My job ain't doing me right, but oh, healer, you heal me so I stop my complaining. Oh, my God, when I know that I know you love me, don't care what nobody else say. 'Cause see, some folks think they be real good to nobody but themselves, but I recognize I ain't been good. But you good, touch my mind, hallelujah. I got old weary and a weary heart. I know you can heal it. Ah, my God. But when you let him, he'll give you some new stuff. In the house tonight, but you are mighty. Oh, you are mighty. You said, David said, have mercy on me, oh Lord. Don't rebuke me in your anger. What he said, I done got tired of you and your bougie messing self. Your mommy complaining now, I'm not your provider. I make a way for you, and you still ain't enough. How much more? How much more do you think you deserve? We think we deserve so much. How we get there? He won't put nobody in bondage. If you think you're in bondage serving him, stay with the devil. He'll do a double number on you with your cute, intelligent self. He'll drag you from corner to corner. It ain't nothing you can do about it. But I praise him, cause I don't want to go back. I will not murmur and complain. Anybody know me? If you bad enough and you don't think God is big enough, go on and do it with your bad tail. Do it till you get enough. You don't have to get enough, but when he get enough, he'll lay his hands on you. And ain't nothing you can do. That means if it's sick, you can't get well. If something broke, you can't fix it. But he can. My God, my God. I don't know about you. I'm so sick of the pulpit telling lies, pretending that they don't arrive and made it. Things don't make you, but some people think so. But he's the only one want to remind us that he is, and nobody else can be, because he, I'm not giving anybody that a power and not that authority. He said, all power in my hand. Take it upon yourself, and you'll get confused for yourself. But every day is a new day. But I want to consult him in the beginning of the day, all through the day. I want to tell him whatever you want to change, whatever you want me to do. I wanna be in your perfect will. I ain't hear nobody. Hallelujah. His perfect will is to obey his word, not downsize it, not add it to it, but whatever you say. I want him to use me as an example for me. Cause some other folk think that you just done dropped off on that little slow bus. Cause I got some things before. They so serious. If I touch them, I'll blow up. But I keep praising him. I keep thanking him. Say, you greater. Hallelujah. 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 Cause he energized me when all my strength is gone. I ain't hear nobody. He'll do it if you just simply believe it and let him line you up. You can praise him when you ain't feeling like it. I ain't hear nobody. You can do what he said do. Oh, when he tell you to do it. I just want to be example. Example. I represent Jesus. All the other stuff, it don't matter. Because I find folks allow you to keep you from having your healing. They'll talk about you so you can stay sick. But I praise him because he's my healer. They plot a plan on you, but just keep on saying, you've been there all the time. You ain't never left me, and I don't want to leave you. What can I do, and where can I go without you? I can't be steadfast, and done made up my mind. I ain't moving. I ain't hear nobody. I got to believe you right here. Cause I believe it gonna get better. Cause you're doing some situation. You're working some things. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, y'all. The day is the first of the month. If you live in this world, you're going to have some bills. Even if you're staying with some folks, they require you to pay some. Every time he trusts me with more, that means he requires more. Do you believe he requires more? More and more. We got some sleepy heads. They have to get the rest on. But when Almighty stir it up, you'll find you can't get all that rest you think you deserve. I bless him tonight in order to stay here. You got to stay with the healer. Now, if you think you got enough of healing that you might not need no more, I tell you, run on in your castle. But I'm afraid not to look at him as my healer. Nothing wrong with going to the doctor to get all them checkups you're supposed to get. But if you stay with him, you just go, because the insurance tell you go check your teeth. If you ain't got no insurance, they'll fall out. You ain't got no insurance on your body, it break down. Limpo shots and all that, you need insurance to get them. Nimpo, limpo, one of them kind of limps. Whatever it is you need. Insurance, you tell people you got insurance, they say we can see you. Then they check and see how much you got. If you got minimum, they ain't going to do nothing but minimum. If you got high tech, they going to keep you coming back. Because they want to get all the money they can get to build a yacht bigger. This is the way it is in the Zawa. It's okay if you don't believe. Go think your doctor going to take you to heaven. He might need to get in line and try to get there himself. We rely not on the one and only healer, but we rely on all this other stuff. I go to my husband. Every time I look up, another doctor want to see him. Midget come in the room. He don't know nothing, but he a midget. But he got credentials. If you could do so much, you should have grown yourself from being a midget. All this medication, and you really don't know what it's for. You think I'm going to say it on radio? I will say it. We go down there, we got confidence in what man done plotted together. You think all these doctors behind that drugs and they ain't no drug addict? One for them, no one for y'all, and two for me. Ain't anybody. It used to be old doctor on Kings Road. He was a good old boy. He was a Filipino somebody. But he gave everybody medication. Dope pills, everybody can get them. You go in there and say you sneezing, he give you a dope pill. Everybody worked in my department at Blue Cross had dope. But it was prescription dope. You somebody tee you off, you go over there and say, you got two Valium, I'll pay you back next week. As soon as I get my prescription. It's Bamel, Dr. Hubu. No, that ain't right. One of them things, I should have remembered his name. Because one lady got put out of Blue Cross because she got to be a junkie on him. She went up forging prescription. And you tell me, I ain't say I didn't take no value. Because life will make you do what other people do. But he is waiting on us to heal us. And you can tell somebody he healed me. Well, then, don't matter whether you believe or not, he healed me. We got too many problems in this hour. We got nervous condition, stomach problem. Your stomach ain't went down. You just keep the diarrhea. Am I talking to anybody? We don't keep going to him. Anybody can snip their mind out. Hear me today. Life transition. I stopped to the store to get Apostle something to eat this afternoon while I wouldn't have to cook. The young lady over there talking about, I'm so stressed, Sam. This job got me stressed. I said, you'll be stressed more if you ain't had no job. Girl, you need to get off complaining. It's a remedy for where you at. Look and see somebody need a job. You can take a little food home and feed all them folks you in charge to. God will forgive you for eating much as you need and taking a little with you. Is it okay? We murmuring and complaining and that somebody need a job. What makes us exempt? And we don't want God to tell us I'm sick of you. Don't rebuke me in your anger. He's been angry with a lot of stuff we're doing. Amen, amen. How we treat people. Yes. How we talk about people. I ain't hearing nobody. Amen. How you staircase, you going to heaven in an open glass enclosure. So you ain't going now that way. I tell anybody come to me, look at yourself. Amen. That'll start a healing right there when you look at yourself. Because we're looking at too many other people and we add on their sickness. Sickness is anything that sin bring on. Amen. Do you hear me? What we got to understand, if you stop murmuring and complaining, please somebody take me at my word tonight. Ain't nothing you can do about it by complaining. You think you're supposed to be rich and you ain't got there, you better be thanking God that you can just survive daily. Amen. Spending all your extra money trying to win the lottery. It's getting slim to none. Amen. That you're going to get the lottery. Slim to none. But it's time we get Jesus. I ain't telling you not to pay the lottery. You got a rabbit foot in your pocket or somebody done told you something, you go on and play it. As long as you got some money, work with it. But when you done played so long and it ain't working, you might need to leave that alone. Go on and buy your loaf of bread and some of that meat up there in the store. Because some things you won't never reach, but you can reach Jesus. Is it okay? Some folks in here ain't always had it as good as they got it now. Amen. Research and check yourself. Amen. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich tastes good when you ain't got no other meat. Well, eat the bread then if you don't eat, there you go complaining again. But God is a good God. If we stop murmuring and complaining, he will empower you, he will strengthen you, he'll bring forth the healing. Because when we do all that, we think that we're exceptional of what God want to do. None of us got no exception room because we need Jesus. Amen. And when we let him do that, we can start feeling better about each other. Amen. About the people you live in the house with you can't stand. You ain't going to heaven because you're a liar. You need heal from them because you've been looking at them and how you got worse than they is. Amen. I ain't hitting nobody. Amen. I tell the truth. That's where you must go. And the Lord said to me, that's our biggest problem. We won't be true with ourselves. I try to be careful with how I minister to people because people don't want to hear nothing, but they finna get a Lamborghini and finna get them a house with 3 lots on it. You can get their attention then. And the Lord said, your boo coming, and he's a drunko and a crackhead. Everything you don't see and everything you don't know. You can't get a crackhead straight in a drunko either. Because they pores get to sweating. I got to have it. So we bless the Lord tonight that whoever went to another level, that he's my healer. If you don't want him to be, he won't be. You stay on doctor medicine and the line in your stomach drop out on the floor. You said, what is that? The line in your stomach, it left. You sneeze and it came out. The front of the bag. I know men's up here talking about exempt. You got a bag, don't you? Oh, the young girl, I just tell the truth. That's the way I get down. Sister Caroline, I should have told you, I ain't got on the short bus yet. I ain't trying to go there. But you got a front or a back, so don't think you're exempt. All that medication ain't good for the inside. You mess around and sneeze hard and you say, ain't nothing in here. Because the medicine ate it all up. Amen. But God is good. I want to make an announcement that the pastor been trying to pray for herself the whole week. Because when I thought about all this cooking, it didn't make me feel too good. But I won't be a liar for me. Amen. I'm going to go on and cut off my few nails in the morning and get down to real business. I think I'm going to have to tie a pasta up in the corner and put some sticking in a towel or two in his mouth. Because he going to need me to do something for him.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.